Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into tonight's lesson. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and honor. We open our hearts. We open our minds to receive revelation from heaven, words that move heaven on the earth. And we thank you for it, and we believe we receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We're doing this a little bit different on these broadcasts. We're going to be studying faith in actually how do you use faith to move a mountain? Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Who? Me? Yes, you. Praise God. We're going to be doing this for several broadcasts, and it's going to be something you're really going to enjoy. And I do want to introduce all the people here, and that we're doing all of this course in the main sanctuary of Eagle Mountain International Church. So give everyone on the broadcast out there a strong welcome here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when we jump, you jump, we shout, you shout. Praise God, because we're all part of this same congregation. Let's open our Bibles to the 11th chapter of the book of Mark, the most important words ever spoken concerning faith. Can you think of anyone that knows more about faith than Jesus? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you something else, you never will. Amen, glory to God. That didn't take long, did it? I'm already happy about this. Of course, I've been digging around in this all day too, so. Praise God. In the 22nd verse of Mark chapter 11, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now my cross reference says, have the faith of God. Some translations have translated this, have the God kind of faith. So, we're talking about literally God's faith. So if you've never really studied in this or searched it out in any kind of depth, that sounds strange, particularly to the religious mind. How could some little fella like me, how could I ever have God's faith? Well, we're going to find out. Praise God. So, in have faith, have God's faith. Now then notice the rest. For verily I say unto you. Now anytime you see verily written in red, that means listen up. That means pay attention. Jesus was making expression of this, and when you see verily, verily, ooh, when he says it twice, I mean, if Jesus said it once, that's big, but when he says it twice, you better hear what's being said. Because he's literally telling you and telling me, not only is this good, not only is this absolutely the truth, but yes, it's as good as it sounds like it is. Amen. Verily, verily means this sounds too good to be true, but it is the absolute truth. Praise God. So, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now that actually is the way faith works. That's simple, isn't it? But that's the way it works. That's the way God does everything. That's the way He created this universe. That's the way He does and will always do everything. That's His method of operation. Now, then, well, I like to get ahead of myself here. Back up just a moment there and notice how he, well, yeah, thank you, Lord. Hold your place there and turn with me to John chapter 3. I'm serious now. Hold your place there. Don't lose that, because it's not but a few pages. We're going to look at one and look at the other and look back at one. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, okay, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All right, hold your place there. Look back over. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Verse 15. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever. Well, does the whosoever in John 3:16 mean you?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Sure means me. That's whosoever believeth. I believe that in my heart. I believe with all my heart that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that I should not perish but have everlasting life. You believe that? Then you got to believe Mark 11:23. Because any whosoever that can believe that God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes that can believe this. Because the same faith of God in Mark 11:23 is the same faith in John 3:16. Amen. Amen. And in fact, that's where you got your faith. It's in you right now. Absolutely. Now, one of the huge failures of faith is praying for faith. Amen. Sister Kathy, would you agree with Gloria and me tonight that when the service is over, that we'll get in our car and drive home? That's a real nice car. Ooh, is it a nice car? But, you know, that may be too nice a car for Glory and me. I really need you to help me pray and get more faith to drive my car home. car belongs to me. It's mine to drive. I paid cash money for it. Anything that's totally paid for ought to be readily driven home. Do you do agree with that, right? That faith you're talking about has been totally paid for. It's totally paid for. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will take it. It's paid for. And I'll tell you something else, it's His to give.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good stuff, man. Glory to God. It was His to give. He chose to do it. And He said, whosoever will have this, just come get it. Glory to God. Now, well, let's go back over there to, oh. Okay, let's go over to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. Well, whosoever, you see it? Same whosoever in Mark 11:23. Same whosoever in John 3:16. Same whosoever in 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, how many in here believe that? Well, that's almost everybody. Let me try again. How many in here believe that? Of course, it's everyone in the room. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves Him that begat, let's read it like this. Everyone that loves the Father loves Him also that's born of the Father. This is family talk. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, or this is loving God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, read it, even our faith. You can read it like this, even God's faith. Well, where'd you get it? Well, you're born of Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to be looking at this again and again. Then this is the victory that overcometh the world, even my faith. Very personal thing. 1967. I had the privilege and the honor of enrolling at Oral Roberts University. And the day that I enrolled, Brother Roberts hired me as part of the flight crew on the ministry airplane of Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association. And that meant that he couldn't get out of town without me. Amen. And so I was, like I said, very privileged and extremely honored to be in meetings with him, and over those times we became very close. He's my spiritual father, and he's in heaven now. But the first thing I noticed about him, it stunned me. I thought, this man is using faith like a mechanic uses a tool. And at first I thought, can you do that? Now see, let's go back now to what we were talking about. Because this just, this really hurts religion. Religion just aches when it thinks about this. Because they never heard of this. Go back now to what we were talking about. Oh God, give me more faith. Well now, to start with, that means you don't think you have any. Or you don't think you have enough. And by the time you get over in the Word of God, we're going to find out before we get through, you have the measure of faith. You have enough. In fact, I want to tell you something. You've got all you're ever going to get.
Amen.
And it's all you're ever going to need. But now, you remember the Apostle Paul wrote the church in Thessalonica and said, your faith grows exceedingly. So faith can grow. Amen. Well, what about Abraham? The Bible said Abraham being strong in faith. So there's such thing as stronger faith.
That's right. Glory. Amen.
But it says his being not weak in faith. So there's weak faith, strong faith, amen, growing faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But it's all the same faith. It's all the same faith, isn't it, Doc? I mean, it's the same faith. That measure that you have is the same measure that I have.
That's right.
Well, let's take a look at that. Let's go to the first chapter of the book of Romans. And we see here that we have this faith. It belongs to us. Jesus gave it to us. We received it when we received Him as Lord and Savior. And we're going to look at another few scriptures concerning that. But let's take a look here in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are you also called of Jesus Christ. Now listen carefully. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints or separated ones, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to whom did he write this letter? To all that be in Rome. Beloved of God, called to be saints. Now, don't let the word saint throw you. A separated one is one that has accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. So now he's talking to the born again people in Rome. Well, now let me ask you this. This letter that he wrote to Rome, is it also good for the church in Fort Worth?
Amen.
There's not one church then and another church now and some other church later. Huh? He's writing this letter to born again, Holy Spirit filled people.
Yes,
now, Let's go then to the 12th chapter. We've established to whom this letter was written, so let's look now. In the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now you see, he said to every man that is among you, that's among the born again people of God in Rome. To every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. So he's talking this to every born again child of God. If it's good in Rome, it's good in Texas. Glory to God. If it's good in Texas, it's good in Nigeria where you're watching. Praise God. So say it. The born again believer, at the time of his or her new birth, at the time we accepted Jesus as Lord, the faith of God was imparted into our inner man. Oh, that's a good place to shout. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say it. I have it. It's mine. I believe it. I am victorious. And it is my faith that is my victory.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.